Showtime Lakers.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
As the professional basketball playoffs progress, star talent and experience usually take their teams far. And it's no different for your business. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the best candidates with the experience, skills, and motivation you need. Post a job in minutes with your must-have criteria, and LinkedIn Jobs will match you to the most qualified people across their network of 740 million professionals. You could have your star players in place this summer. Post your first job for free at LinkedIn.com/sports. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game, and now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
G-Sean, Jay Will, and Zubin.
Aaron Rodgers may be right, but to go and get rid of a guy who's a general manager to bring Aaron Rodgers back to make him happy, now Aaron Rodgers is put in a position where everybody's looking at him funny, side-eye, what if it doesn't work? Now Aaron Rodgers, you're the bad guy. The best thing for me, I'm trying to get the most value I could possibly get for Aaron Rodgers, and I've now got to just move on.
G-Sean, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, it looks like we have a Woj bomb. It's time of the college ranks. The big news, Coach K will retire at the end of this season. Woj saying, as Goodman's reporting, Coach K plans to retire. And Duke's assistant head coach, John Shire, is the coach in waiting. He has agreed to become the next head coach there. A little bit more on this story here in a quick sec. But first, thank you for tuning us in. And welcome to the Midway Point of View Work Week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more that Camel Wednesday hump day. Whatever it is.
Woj adding that Duke did talk to outside candidates about replacing Coach K, including Harvard coach Tommy Amaker. Sources tell ESPN. But Shire is Duke's choice to replace K. He was also the lead recruiter on such stars as Jason Tatum and Zion Williamson. Some words of wisdom from Shot G.
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
Welcome to the show. Gus Kattengill with you, buddy. Back over to the LaRose Studios. We'll take your phone calls coming up this hour. Gary Smith next. We'll put a wraps on Tulane's baseball season. Take a look at Southeastern UNO, sort of, that Louisiana Tech is hosting. We'll talk about that. And what an incredible Conference USA tournament was up there between my Southern Miss Golden Eagles and La Tech. So we'll touch on that. The Grass. We'll chime in on Clint Capela. If you remember when the Pelicans would play the Hawks, I always ask, somebody that comes on. I'm like, give me a key. What do you think is somebody or something that we should pay attention to? And Clint yesterday, this is the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks player, had this to say about the upcoming game. It's been a contentious series. Lots of chatting, Spike Lee's having a good old time. Trae Young's been spit on. F you, Trae. He holds a finger to his mouth. It's quiet as F in here. I mean, it's been what it's been built up, for sure. By the way, it's a game tonight. 6:30 TNT, you might want to watch. This was Capela yesterday.
Push our guys around and talk shit, but we can do that too. And we show them as soon as they came back here that we can push guys around too. We can talk shit as well. So what you going to do about it? And we can get a win with it. So what you going to do about it? Oh, game four, you're coming back again. Well, it's going to happen again. We win the game, we talk shit, and we push around. So what are you going to do about it? So that's what happened. We can do it too. We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation.
Send you on vacation. RJ Barrett, minutes ago.
If you guys can't get out of this first round and or can't get a, this series to tomorrow, how do you view the season overall?
Why you gotta be so negative? I ain't thinking about that. We went in tonight. I'm not thinking about that. Come on, bro.
Steve Popper?
Stupid ass question.
Well, I guess you asked. I don't know. I just, I'm kind of with RJ. Stupid ass question. Hey, at least probably want to wait till after they lose. You know, I mean, although I guess I'm trying to think going into that Bucks game. I mean, it was kind of one of those things that you kind of weighed. You thought it, obviously, as somebody that covered the Saints, but you never really kind of said it. You know, I text Todd or Jordan. Man, this could be Drew's last game. You just didn't exactly. You probably had the package ready, you know, Sunday night, Monday. But you just didn't want to, you know, kind of speak it into existence, I guess. RJ Barrett, we winning tonight. Derrick Rose, who's Capella? I'm not responding to anybody. Name that guy. So tonight's going to be fun. Maybe I'll text Rafael Esparza over under how many technical fouls in this game. What do you think? How many technical fouls you think going to happen in this game? Be interesting, right? A couple of questions of the day I've thrown out there for you. One happens to be with this that took place yesterday as the Lakers were down 30 at halftime. They lost big. LeBron James, here's Kevin Harlan. Game hadn't ended yet.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
So a question I'm asking you guys, 800-998-1003, RDSPN Radio Nola on Twitter. Stuart Favre, the play, you heard it. Fourth quarter, game ends, he goes. Now, Frank Vogel said he went to go get treatment. He said he went to go get treatment. I'm just simply asking, should players stay on the court and on the field, on the diamond, whatever, until its conclusion? Saints down 24, 5 to play in the fourth. Sean pulls Breeze. Taysom, go wrap up the game, or Teddy, go wrap up the game, whoever was here at the time, whatever. Drew goes in the locker room. Yay or nay? Saints defense getting pounded, whatever. Or they're winning. Let's do it the other way. They're smoking a team. Sean calls off the dogs. Here comes the second unit. I guess it's different, right? Because you're winning. You have an issue if Cam Jordan walks off the field, goes in 5 minutes early, Lattimore, maybe gave 2-3 touchdowns. Goes, I don't know. Is it a big deal or not? I asked Andrew Lopez that in hour number one. Was it a big deal or not? And he says, look, if you go and get treatment, I'm just asking you, Pels fans. Good old T-Wolves in town, which means the Pels will lose by 30, right? I never understood that. Can you tell me why this team lost by like 30 points to the T-Wolves? So here we go again. T-Wolves up 30. 5 to play in the fourth. There goes Zion. Into the locker room. Are you talking about it the next day? Are you tweeting about it immediately? Where is he going? Do you think you can go get a quote-unquote head start on your treatment? Is 5 minutes making that much of a difference? I mean, honestly, I do think there's something to what a caller did call in hour number one. You're a team captain. You're a face. There's been many nights we've seen stars sit there, towel over their head, and endure. Steph Curry, this and endure. Zion, B.I., you, the Pels fans, and endure. I just think it's a bad look. I could be wrong. You can say, dude, stop. You make it. I'm just telling you. When that guy does anything, it's a big deal. When that guy gets up and leaves and just, you know, hurries off the court, it looks like I don't want to see this. I've seen some on Twitter call it, well, he's competitive. You can't watch what happened here. Well, he's upset that Schroeder, 0 points. Zero for nine. KCP, Caldwell Pope, 0 points. Drummond, 7. Markieff Morris, 4. Mind you, he hit like the first shot of the game, didn't he? Right wing, 3. Markieff Morris. So he got one more point the rest of the game. I'm not even kidding you. That's the starting lineup. Now, look, there is no violin playing for me over here. Oh, well. 115-85, the final. But look, do you think it's a big deal? Here's LeBron on facing elimination.
It's literally win or go home at that point. So, you know, you shoot all the bullets you got and throw the gun too. So, you know, look forward to the, you know, to the environment. Obviously, our Laker faithful are going to give us a lot of energy. And I look forward to the moment. I look forward to the challenge and, you know, see what brings out the best in me and my teammates.
AJ Wojnarowski on AD's game six status.
I expect Anthony Davis will do everything he can to try to play. He thought about it last night, and I was told prior to the game it was probably like around 60-40 that he would not play based on where the groin was, but he went out. He tried to loosen it up, was out a couple times in warm-ups, didn't go. I don't think there is a definitive answer yet about game six for him, but certainly these are dire straits for the Lakers, and I think if there's any way he can be out there, I think he will be. But the fact that he did go out, try to warm up last night, gave it a shot, tells you maybe with another day or two of rest, there might be some way that he can get out and give them something in a role in a game they've got to win.
It's incredible. All hinges on AD. And following the game yesterday, Charles Barkley on TNT's postgame.
Anthony Davis, I told you, the Lakers can't win this series. Forget about the championship. They can't win this series without street clothes.
I'm not even... You want to explain that?
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
You ain't got to explain it, Chuck.
Shaq, don't have to explain it. Shaq knows. I was Draymond Green was yucking it up. Kind of uncomfortable. Kenny Smith wasn't there. Yikes. There you go. So anyway, that was one of the games last night. An incredible game over in Denver. Portland 140, Nuggets 147, not one, two overtimes. Damian Lillard, 55 points. I want you to listen to the next two guards I play sound bites from. And daydream of the Pels having somebody like this. Here is Damian Lillard, 55 points.
Dame, can you just describe emotionally where you're at after this?
Tough loss, man. It's do or die now, so we got to win both of the next two games if we want our season to continue. As simple as that.
But after what you gave, just personally, like,
it don't matter. We lost the game, so I mean, at this point, all that matters is we can't lose another game in this series. So we go out there, we play to win the game, and we came up short.
So there's a lot of speculation as to what may happen in Portland. Jay Williams talking about coaching changes and that aspect. But again, it can always be one of those situations where it could be worse. I mean, I know the Pels, you would love to be in that spot, but imagine somebody seems like Boston today, right? Danny Ainge out, retiring as head of basketball operations. Brad Stevens moving up from head coach to be the head of basketball operations. And so now they need a new head coach. We'll get to that in a quick second, but here's what found interesting about Jay Williams having to say about Portland.
What I saw last night was just a microcosm of a bigger issue. Portland Trailblazers are failing Dame Lillard. They're failing him. And they're failing him with the talent that he's surrounded with. They're failing him with how many times his team several years ago was just at the Western Conference Finals. Like, their defense is really bad. And I know people are always going to say, well, at the end of the day, Dame, it's on your shoulders. What else do you need this man to do? What else do you
need?
Well,
that's why the pressure's on the franchise, because
that's
if you're Portland.
That's why I said the franchise has failed him.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If you're Neil O'Shea, if you're wondering about how do I keep Dame in Portland, you have to surround him with pieces that actually help this man win a championship. And the team that he currently has around
McCollum,
him is not it.
Nurkic,
Zach Collins has been hurt. Nurkic
Zach Collins
has been
is never
hurt.
Available. Right. That's the big problem.
Melo's
they make the trade
great...
for Norman Powell. It's a really good trade. But they just – now, again, the series isn't over. But they do seem like that team – they feel like that team that is always good, but never good enough.
I think he'd look great next to Zion Williamson in New Orleans, don't you? Call everybody, come on. Couldn't you just see Dame Lillard over at the SKC? Brandon Ingram would love to have you here as well, too. Goodness gracious, that would be a daydream. Man, one can dream, right? One can dream. Devin Booker. In that Suns win over the Lakers. I love this. And again, it's about that next level of desire. We'll speak to the Graph bottom of the hour. And he always brings up Rick Jones's thoughts. And when the Tulane teams are doing College World Series trips and winning at a high level, he said you have to hate losing more than love winning or something of that nature. And, I mean, you can start to hear. I mean, Devin Booker sounds different right now that he did the last couple of seasons. Listen to him after the win.
That's how the guys are built, you know, individually and as a collective group. You know, if you go down the list of all the players, you know, there's nobody that's scared of the moment. You know, there's nobody that hasn't prepared for this moment. You know, this isn't new. This is how we've been playing for most of the seasons. Most of the season, we've had ups and downs, but, you know, we're a confident team and, you know, we play hard all the way through.
I'm telling you, no sport other – I mean, I know other sports you have to grow to sort of that level, but I think you can have a magical season, Saints 2006 or something of that nature, then the NFL and the NBA, man, history will just show it to you and tell you. You build to those moments. Toronto winning. I know Kawhi helped, but those guys had to go through heartbreak. Yeah. Jordan with the Pistons with the Celtics. You have to go through heartbreak, get close and not fail. Hopefully that will help Zion and the upcoming season here as well. Gary Smith will join us next. We'll put a wrap on Tulane's college baseball season. Take a look at the state that's going to be in regional action this weekend. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP. Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
It's Mike DiTiglia for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. College baseball season came to an end for a couple of teams in a state that had some promise and maybe hopes to get into regional play. Gary Smith covers Tulane, obviously also still around, keeping an eye on Southeastern, UNO as well throughout the season for the Advocate and the Picayune. Gary, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Doing well. Heck, I actually was watching last night the end of that Dame Lillard show against Portland against Denver. That was unbelievable, the end of that. And that was all I watched was the end of regulation in overtime. So I chose the right time to watch.
You did. I mean, dude, look, Jake Madison, others, a bunch of other people, like, dude, it'd be a daydream to have Damian Lillard play alongside Zion. He's incredible, man. He's incredible.
That guy.
But look, sort of like in basketball where you're trying to get to that next level, you're trying to get into the postseason, you got to be ready for that moment. Gary, we saw some teams in the state be ready for that moment, and other teams, I don't know if the moment got too big or what. Let's just start with Southeastern UNO, because you touched on that last week.
Sure.
Where that last month of the season, man, it hurt to watch because they'd really set themselves up, and in the last couple series, it just didn't come through.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with Southeastern this year, because they thought they had the best team in the league, and it looked like they did for a long while. And then they really never recovered when UNO smacked them around at Maestri Field in a series, winning the first three games before Southeastern won the last one. They just didn't play good ball the rest of the year. UNO, I actually feel like they may have overachieved a little bit under Blake Dean. Their pitching never really came together. They had an ERA about 5.50, but they could rake, and they won the games they needed to. But then in the end, I think the pitching just caught up to them at the second half of the year, and they couldn't sustain what they had with a chance to win the title and settled for second. Yeah, and then they got in the tournament, and they played each other in an elimination game, and UNO had a 12-3 lead. It'll be a long time before they forget that one. They still had a 13-8 lead, I think, going into the ninth inning, and they gave up 7 runs, and Southeastern eliminated them, only to get beaten 18-2 later in the day by McNeese in an elimination. Yeah, it's just neither team was playing that their good ball going into the tournament, and it showed. And it's a conference where you had to win the tournament to get in, and so then you have a McNeese State that was the number 7 seed out of 8 teams that ends up getting to the NCAA tournament.
And that's incredible when you look at it like that. I mean, it almost makes you feel like, oh, the regular season doesn't matter. But again, it's getting into those points. And look, it was like a slugfest out there. And look, I think the job Blake Dean's done was really good. Matt Reiser.
I agree.
Got to get that next level. But what do you think about Blake moving forward at UNO?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. To be truthful, I don't really think UNO was any better this year than they were the last 3 or 4 years, but they won more. And that, the last time I checked, that matters. He found a way to get a team that had been finishing around 8th place in the league in most of the years in his tenure to 2nd place, and that's a positive sign. Now, they are losing a lot of people in their lineup, and their pitching's got to get better. Their pitching definitely was their weakness for most of the year, and that showed when they couldn't hold the 9-run lead against Southeastern. But look, you got to do a lot with a little at UNO, and in fairness to them, also the conference is changing. All the Texas teams are leaving. It's going to be most of the Texas teams. It's going to be an easier league next year. I think they finished 2nd again. They hadn't finished higher than 8th since 2008, I believe. Blake Dean's doing a great job there. It's just from year to year will determine whether they're an NCAA, whether they're a conference contender or not, but he's got that program in good shape.
Remind us where the Texas teams are going.
They are going to the WAC. Sam Houston State, it was not a baseball, it's a football design move. There are a bunch of programs that want to play football, and the WAC, which had no longer played football, is coming back in football. I think it's going to be at the football playoff championship subdivision level at first. But so it's going to be an 18 league next year. All the Louisiana schools, Central Arkansas, another team in the league, is leaving for the Atlantic Sun. So it's going to be all the Louisiana schools and a few of the Texas schools remaining next year. So it's going from a ridiculously unwieldy 15 league to an 18 league next year with mainly Louisiana teams. So it should be more fun, actually.
Interesting. Speaking with Gary Smith, covers pretty much everything here locally, football, basketball, baseball. Right now, that's what we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Let's move to Tulane, and then we'll get to Louisiana Tech. and how far they can go. Because that series with them and Southern Miss, I'm an Eagle, and I'm watching that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that felt like a regional to me. We'll get to that in a sec.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah.
Do and I know this is tough to look at like this, but am I wrong or fair in saying the 2021 Tulane baseball season came down to May 20th through the 22nd in Cincinnati?
Yeah, it did. The only caveat to that is the selection committee really went heavily to RPI, and Tulane did not have a good RPI going into that series. So let's say Tulane had had a successful series, and then the tournament had gone the same way, and a South Florida had come from nowhere to win it. Would they have taken a third team with Tulane? I think they probably would have if Tulane had had a successful series, but they really did pay slavish adherence to the RPI number. One reason LSU's in the tournament, they had a ridiculously high RPI. So it would have been a close call, but that Tulane went from being a team that most people thought was going to be in the field to a team that everybody knew had to win the AAC tournament to get in with one really horrible series at Cincinnati. And they'll be looking back on that a long time. This was a pretty good Tulane team, and they had a terrific pitcher in Braden Olthoff, who's a big game pitcher. It's a team that, even though they weren't great in the regular season, was set up to have a chance to do damage in a regional, because Mr. Olthoff can pitch with anyone, and he's a big game pitcher, and that would have put Tulane in good stead, and they just couldn't get it done. So definitely disappointment all the way around.
So moving forward, Tulane's going to have to, I guess, find some replacement for some big players, right?
Certainly their pitching staff. They're going to probably lose their top three guys in their weekend rotation, because none of those are guys that were COVID guys that came back. They're still eligible for another year, but they're with the Major League Draft being back to its 40 rounds, 100 rounds, whatever the heck that thing is. you can definitely know that Braden Olthoff will be gone. I'm assuming that Jack Aldrich will be gone. And even though Donovan Benoit had a rough year statistically, he's got great stuff. I'm pretty sure some team will take a chance on him in the draft. But they do have a core coming back. Assuming they come back, everybody's allowed to transfer free now. But if those guys come back, they have a lineup that looks like it could be terrific next year. Obviously, catcher Bennett Lee set the school record with a .440 batting average, the best for a single season in school history. Missed the last 10 games with a wrist injury. That obviously hurt them. But he'll be back. Chase Englehart had a terrific freshman year. Jacob LaPrairie had a terrific freshman year. Jared Hart, a junior college transfer, really came on at the end of the year. Their lineup should be very good next year. They're just going to have to reload with their pitching and see where that takes them.
It'll be interesting to see from that aspect of it. Up north, last weekend, it wasn't even in the conference USA Finals, Old Dominion. Baseball powerhouse that they are, the Monarchs, they're in. But, dude, Southern Miss and La Tech, I think they play, games 10 and 11 or something this season, which is incredible. They've played that many. And they were incredible. There were extra inning games. There were walk-offs. Southern Miss won one. Tech won two. Southern Miss had to be beaten twice Saturday, and Tech did that. And, dude, they went into the night, 2 a.m., you name it. I know they didn't win, but my Eagles and Tech, that scene that felt like a regional. I mean, it was 2-1 in the seventh and eighth inning. Yeah. It was incredible.
The energy was terrific. Yeah, the second game that they played that night, Southern Miss scored 4 runs in the ninth inning to take a 3-run lead, and then Louisiana Tech scored 4 runs in the bottom of the inning to walk it off and get to the championship game against Old Dominion. Yeah, it was terrific, and Louisiana Tech's never hosted a regional before, and they're getting that chance. I have my doubts that they'll be able to advance. I don't think they're a great team, but they're a very good team. I think that both them and Southern Miss are capable of winning a regional. I don't think either one of them will, but boy, was that exciting baseball, and it's fun to have a different team being successful in Louisiana, because Louisiana Tech does not have much baseball tradition.
So they will take on Rider on June 4th at 6 p.m. The other half of the bracket is Alabama, the 3 seed, NC State. So you would think it's Tech and Bama that would be facing the next day. So let's see what happens on that aspect of it. Look, LSU, call it a sentimental pick or whatever. Did they earn it? They're going to Eugene, one way, shape, or form. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think LSU earned it. Because I was trying to see what Tulane's chances were before their Cincinnati series, and it was a pretty weak bubble. And LSU, the SEC is really good, and they did it. I mean, they were borderline. It certainly wouldn't have been. I wouldn't have had a problem if they hadn't gotten in. But I think they earned their spot. They beat enough good teams to get in. They're not a very good team. I would be very surprised if they were able to go to Eugene and actually win that regional. But I certainly don't see them going out in two straight either. Some people get all upset when a team when the SEC is 13-17 and gets in, but you know, there's like five teams in the top eight in the SEC nationally. It's good for a reason in baseball. It's not good because of hype. It's good because they've got really good players.
Yeah, we spoke with Wilson Alexander yesterday, and he said Gonzaga was one of those teams pre-selected to at host. So the team that who's playing is a pretty good team as well.
I also know Gonzaga has a pitcher who struck out over 100 batters in 75 innings this year, who LSU will be facing. So it's not going to be an easy assignment for LSU on that first day.
Oh, my goodness. So there you go. When you take a look at that bracket, man, anything stand out to you? Like possible upsets, some teams that are playing hot now that you don't want to see? Any Coastal Carolinas? Or do you think it's going to be kind of chalk with these teams that host should be moving on?
Let me give you one team that I saw up close and personal. I'm a Florida grad. I went to the University of Florida, so I follow that team closely. The South Florida team that beat Tulane and ended up winning the conference tournament and, quite frankly, wasn't a good team this year. They're one game over 500. They were a very good team in the AAC tournament. They're playing Florida in their first game in Gainesville. Florida's a little bit shaky this year. This is not they were preseason number one. They never lived up to it. I would not be shocked if this South Florida team that won the AAC tournament goes to Gainesville and upsets Florida in the first game and maybe even comes out of that regional, because, boy, did they pitch well. This is a Tulane team that run ruled two straight games. One of them was against South Florida in the tournament, was really hot at the bat. The two games they lost, they scored zero runs and one run against South Florida, and those pitchers just kept them off balance from the start. I think South Florida, of the teams I saw, maybe the biggest surprise of anybody that makes the NCAA tournament.
Gary Smith covers a lot of things locally here for Tulane and, of course, all the teams in and around the state as well at GUER Smith. Give him, man, a follow. And I wish we had more time. Just give me 30 seconds. Your thoughts, dude. Coach K. Roy Williams, college basketball is in a strange place right now with how the game is played. Lots of three-point shooting, transfers, the one-and-dones. Did it have an effect a couple years ago? Coaching and all of that. It's interesting to see where it's going to be coming up, huh?
And what I missed the beginning of that. I'm sorry.
The fact that Coach K is announcing he's retiring after this year.
Yep.
Roy Williams has retired.
Yeah.
And the way college basketball sort of is, it's going to be an interesting game right now.
It is. Look, college basketball, it's not the same sport we grew up on. I mean, obviously, anybody that's any good leaves after 1 year now. When you're losing guys like when you're losing Coach K, when you're losing names like that, it's certainly he's kind of the face of college basketball. It is. It's an interesting time for college basketball right now. They've had some really exciting NCAA tournaments, and that's basically kind of nationally college basketball has become the NCAA tournament, and people just don't pay that much attention to it anymore during the regular season, and that's a shame.
Gary Smith, thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yep, for sure. The Graph, he is up next. Voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, not having a good day. We'll explain that next when we come back to Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Men, no matter what size she wears, there always comes a day when she says,
"It would definitely be okay if these diamond stud earrings were a little bit bigger."
Thousands of women own a pair of Ramsey's diamond studs.
When your diamond stud earrings come from Ramsey's,
you always get 100% of the current value
when you trade up for a larger pair.
Find her Ramsey's diamond studs and bring them to us.
You'll pay only the difference when you trade up for bigger ones.
If she doesn't have a pair of Ramsey's stud earrings,
you need to fix that.
We have them for as little as $299.
And Ramsey's diamond stud earrings are cut to glitter in the dark.
We're going to package her new diamonds in a fabulous presentation box
and gift wrap it so gorgeously that everyone will take photos.
Before she even opens it.
And after she opens it?
You the man.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana is Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
G-Sean, Jay Will, and Zubin.
I always worry about Alex Smith moving forward. He wants to play. I wish him the damn best of luck to play. I would love to see him maybe be a backup quarterback down, maybe in Jacksonville, work with a guy like Trevor Lawrence, transition that into a coach. But every time he steps on the field, I'm worried like hell for him because I think it's much more important for Alex Smith to think about running with his kids more so than running on a football field.
G-Sean, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Ah, yes. I was going to start with such a humorous thing, at least for me. I don't know. It's kind of funny to me.
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
I'm just saying, that's kind of funny. Charles Barkley and TNT. We're bringing the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Ty Graffinini. Ty, that should be humorous and chuckling, but I don't know if you're kind of in that kind of mood just yet right now.
No, Gus, yeah. Now, I think I'm okay here. Mike McCluskey to the rescue. But I think that major car damage has been avoided. So we're doing this live here, Gus. So, yeah. But I think we're okay.
So you have like a hose issue, like you're having car trouble, but yet you're still doing the interview. Trouble. Okay, so you're fixing
I'm
your car.
I'm a professional, Gus. I'm a professional. Hold on one second.
I can't call you back.
We're in car mode.
I can call you back if you'd like. I mean, but you know what?
We're good.
Todd is basically like a lot of these players having to battle with injuries, right? I mean, you can do an interview with car trouble, if CP can play with a broken shoulder and all this other stuff, man. It's kind of incredible to sort of see, though, that series. I know a lot of focus is on LeBron, but look, you've heard me all season say it. I think Chris Paul's the MVP of the league, what he's been able to do. And if you look at this series, I don't know how you argue with me on that.
It's hard, too. It really is. He's just been phenomenal for them. I mean, we saw it way, way back, you know, in November, December, the first time we went to Phoenix and they just absolutely blew our doors off. But you didn't realize how good they were going to be at that time. But, you know, they're the two seed for a reason, Gus. And a lot of it, the majority of it has to do with Chris Paul. Yeah, they've got talent on that team. And they've got a lot of guys on that team that have filled roles. I mean, you think about Cam Payne, the backup point guard who's been phenomenal for them, Cam Johnson, who is a three-point specialist in the corner, DeAndre Ayton. People forget Gus, that DeAndre Ayton was the number one pick in the draft a few years ago. And he's starting to live up to his potential.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw all of that along with Devin Booker, who is a walking bucket, to borrow my partner John DeShazer's line. I mean, Devin Booker scored 70 points in a game before, okay, Gus?
Yeah.
He can fill it up. And then you throw on top of that literally a coach on the court, Chris Paul, and mm-hmm. you have the Phoenix Suns, who you could argue right now is going to go to the finals. I mean, the Western Conference is loaded, but I tell you what, I wouldn't want to play them. I wouldn't.
One of the things that it always gets me, and I love this time of year because you see what you're made of, right? I know you and I have always talked about this. Your character comes out in that medal. I made this comment a little bit ago, Todd. I don't know if you agree with me or not. I know you were dealing with your car. In the NFL, you can have like 2006, right? A few free agents here, a rookie, or 2017, and you can go from a non-playoff team to a playoff team. I think in the NBA, it's the one sport that I look at where it's almost like school. You graduate to a certain level to then be a senior or an upperclassman, right? I mean, in terms of championships, you have to go through the crucible. And in order to become a playoff team, you almost have to sort of do it. And, you know, I'm looking at that the Suns, and listen to Devin Booker on this.
That's how the guys are built, you know, individually and as a collective group. You know, if you go down the list of all the players, you know, there's nobody that's scared of the moment. You know, there's nobody that hasn't prepared for this moment. You know, this isn't new. This is how we've been playing for most of the seasons, most of the season. We've had ups and downs, but, you know, we're a confident team and, you know, we play hard all the way through.
Yeah, you know, not afraid of the moment. These are things that you and I have talked about teams, you know, what leads to choking or things of that nature. But that's learned, though, right, Todd? You got to have that heartache. And you go back to what you were talking about with Zion, where you have to be bothered by it. And that just sends you to another level of prep, another level of play, another level of competition, right?
And, I mean, look, if you think about the teams in the Western Conference who kind of check those boxes, it would be the Denver Nuggets,
yep,
who have been together now for a few years. They've been in the playoffs. They just really haven't gotten deep into the playoffs. And, you know, they're on the verge of a semi. You know, you kind of feel bad for Portland, for what Lillard's doing, you know, because they get there every year. For one reason or another, they can't get over the hump. But the Utah Jazz, another example, they've been together for a number of years now. And everyone on that team, Gus, knows exactly what they're supposed to do every single night as far as Utah. They have set roles, and they fill those roles. Same thing with the Denver Nuggets. And that's why they've been the most successful. You know, the Clippers, that's a different deal because you're dealing with just pure talent. They haven't been together on the court hardly at all this year, much less going back to last year. And even though they're still trying to figure it out, they're just so supremely talented that they can beat teams. You know, Dallas, that's another team that's been together, you know, relatively for a few years. I know Porzingis came in last year. But, you know, as long as Luka Doncic is healthy, they're going to have a chance. Now, he wasn't healthy in that fourth game against the Clippers, and you saw what the Clippers did to them.
Right.
So a lot of it has to do with health. It's a wide open West, because of just the teams and the experience that they have had. And, I tell you, when we get into the second round, there are going to be some freaking battles in the West. And I'm not even counting what's going on in the East. Well, you got a potential, Bucks. Actually, it's going to happen. Bucks, yeah. Nets. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
No doubt. I want to get to two other topics here. Somebody may go another minute or two before we let you go, but one of the things that's interesting that you were touching on, importance of guards and just key players, Chris Paul with the Suns. We talked about, imagine if Murray was with, you know, with the Nuggets. I mean, that battle was incredible last year. Dame to the Blazers. How about Donovan Mitchell to the Jazz? How important is he? It's a completely different team since he's been playing. And here's another one. We asked you the last time the Pels took on the Hawks, and I said, give me a key player, and you brought up this individual.
We talk and we push around, so what are you going to do about it? We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation.
I love that.
Yep. John DeShazer and I have had many a conversation about Clint Capella. And if you go back to when Capella was with the Rockets, back when, you know, James Harden and Chris Paul, and they were winning 55, 60 games, and, you know, and they obviously didn't finish the deal either. There is no doubt, and we talked about this, the beginning of the end of the Houston Rockets was when they got rid of Clint Capella. And for the life of us, we could not figure out why they did it, because that was a perimeter team. All they did, Gus, was shoot threes. To the tune of 50 to 55 a game, okay? All they did was shoot threes. Yep. But they had Capella as an inside presence who was a rebounding machine and an alley-oop guy. I mean, Clint Capella can go 20-20 any night he chooses to. He is that dominant. And, again, why did the Rockets get rid of him in the first place? Well, when the Rockets got rid of him, the Hawks were like, well, thank you very much. We'll take, because he was hurt last year. He didn't play at all for the Hawks. He was injured, and he's healthy now, and he is a major, major difference in the Hawks. They got talent. Look, the Hawks are a it just pains me because, obviously, the Pelicans lost to the Knicks twice. The Knicks are Julius Randle and a bunch of other guys. You know, Derrick Rose played very well for them down the stretch. But look what's happened to the Knicks since the Hawks have just clamped down Julius Randle. He doesn't seem like an MVP type during this playoff series, does he? And we've seen that if they control Julius Randle, the Knicks have no shot. There's just no offensive capability other than Randle for them. The Hawks have a lot of firepower. They should win it tonight, but you never know.
Yeah,
I just my buddies in Atlanta are very worried because obviously, what happens when a team in Atlanta goes up 3-1?
Oh
one?
No, no!
Yep.
Well, 6:30.
Dodgers, baby.
6:30 tonight. 6:30 tonight on TNT. Pop your popcorn, buddy. One final thing, and it will break with Todd Graffinini here. I got to get your take on this because I spent a little extra time this morning to prepare something for you. This was last night.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
Big deal or no big deal? You can answer that or not. But you know what popped in my head? This.
Three close? Oh.
No. This popped in my head.
What? Durant has quit! Roberto Durant has quit! There can be no other explanation. Pandemonium in the ring. And Roberto Durant has quit.
In all due respect.
No loss, baby.
I never heard of saying
this
no
is Sugar
loss.
Ray. Listen.
But I feel this is, you know, what that means. What does that indicate? He never said, again, he never said no mas to me. But he told the referee, no more, no more.
I'm not saying it's the same thing.
Oh,
but I mean, no mas would have been LeBron with the game tied and then he leaves the court. I mean, that would have been the same thing, but that popped in my head, man. But I don't know, man. Do you think a captain, a star player needs to stay on the football field, a baseball diamond?
I'm old school. You don't leave your teammates. Again, I don't know. That's not a very good example to set, but I'm not LeBron James, so who am I to say?
I was going to text you the next time the Pels aren't doing well. Just stand up, hand the headsets to JD, and say I'll see you after the game.
I've considered it a few times this year, guys. Actually. No mas, baby.
No mas. Here go, JD. The final 423 are yours. Thank you, bud. Appreciate your time, and hopefully your car turns out well.
It's all good. It's all good. All good.
Todd Graffinini, amidst car trouble, still doing the interview. That's why he is the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. You're listening to the home of the Pelicans, ESPN New Orleans.
Is approaching, and so are the red-hot deals.
Red-hot deals.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between Home and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma.
When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Say he's going to go get treatment. Does the 5-minute head start really matter to you? I don't know. You sit there, you take your beating, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Big deal, not big deal. I don't know. The other question of the day that I've thrown out there is, NFL fans, do you think a team can go undefeated? Pat Mahomes this week says 20-0 is a goal. Tom Brady has said he would trade a couple of Super Bowl trophies, not all of them, for a perfect undefeated season, including a Super Bowl win. And Jeff Saturday this morning and in the past has said that 14-0 Colts team, he wished they would have gone for a perfect season. They decided to sit the starters and they lost the last two games. So I don't know. Is a perfect regular season a big deal or not? And is it a big deal if you don't win that Super Bowl? So we'll hit on that coming up in hour number three. Just kind of think about it. You think can it happen? First off, do you think a team can go 17-0 now? Remember, 17 games. As we like to do on Wednesdays, we like to check in with Mike over at Men's Total Health down the street on Veterans. Can't miss it. Fidelity Bank building right there on Vets, right past the Chase and FedEx. Put your blinker on, take a ride in Fram, look left. Mike will welcome you when you walk on in. Sir, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Gus?
Doing good, man. Look, we talk every week about all the different things that you guys like to do over there, but more importantly, I think the one thing that's a common denominator is all the tests, whether it's T's, insomnia, you know, going to the bathroom a certain way. It's all about your health. You got to, like, kind of just be proactive, right, about your health as a man?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to take time, take a moment and check out what's going on with your health. We're here to help and provide that for our clients here, and the good news is we could do it, you know, relatively quick and easy, and we're not like most healthcare facilities. We kind of cater them in, and we also allow, you know, rapid time for some test results to come back, and so we try to really value the ease and the ability to do that in a very rapid fashion in many ways.
Mike, a lot of times when people think of low T, they think of bedroom issues, but there's so many other different symptoms or things that could maybe point you in that direction that maybe low testosterone is an issue. What are some of those examples, man?
You know, when men, we age, we get to this point where we just think it's a normal part of our life. And reality is it's not. And so some other symptoms outside of what we tend to think is in the bedroom, decreased libido or ED, we look at things like weight gain, abnormal. If you're a guy who works out a lot, you're not able to make those gains and make those strides, not be able to get through those workouts like you used to, and you're like, I'm not sure what's going on. Unfortunately, it could be a hormonal imbalance. And so for some of these guys, it's just those simple things that they kind of associate with, you know, age, I have a family, I work a lot. This isn't the way it's supposed to be in reality. So that common fatigue, that mental fog during the day, those things not necessarily are associated with, you know, your job, your life, and the way things are. It could be just a hormonal imbalance. And the good news is within about 15 minutes, we can figure out, hey, this is something that's really going on. And the good news is we can get you back on track within a couple weeks and feeling like yourself again. And so the issue here is kind of like what you said earlier, you got to take the time. You got to take a minute. adjust yourself. What are your numbers? What's going on there? And we look at it not just that. We look at an array of other health-related issues that could be causing these issues as well, because they're kind of broad. They're kind of general. But we're really good at hormonal replacement, but we're also good at recognizing other aspects of health as well. And so that's what we're here for.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, too, because, like, I'm doing the research in, or I'm just checking in, which part of the check-in process over at Men's Total Health as we speak with Mike is, you know, fill out a bunch of questions, and I guess that gives you a broad overview. And I started learning there's so many different areas that you look at, and I'm like, well, maybe that is me. Because, you know, I do go to the gym, even though no one believes me, Mike, but I do. And, you know, the weight loss thing, I'm like, the handles don't go. But, Mike, I like beer. That's the problem. I eat well. It's the beer. And when you do the overall screening, man, and you do the blood work and, you know, hey, it's the cholesterol, it's the fats, or it's things of that nature. It wasn't tea. It was other things. But that's something that I want to point out. You may be going to Men's Total Health to ask a tea question, and it might come up. Look, there's some other things they can work on, and that was me.
Right, and we'd be remiss to just take care of one aspect of health. You know, our goal is to really give you a full comprehensive workup and to kind of address each one of those and individualize that for each person. It's not a cookie cutter method. We all have different biochemistries. We all have different ways in which we use our testosterone, our hormones. The goal here is to really get all these guys back together, get it back straight, and really recognize that, you know, when you're getting towards 40, you know, mid-30s, 40s, you got to start really paying attention and seeing your body's changing. Mm-hmm. We don't want to believe that. We're macho. We think we're going to be like this forever. The reality is not going to happen. And it takes a lot of work and effort to do it. And some of these, the first step is really to understanding your health, is getting there. Getting an assessment, get a comprehensive medical exam. Let's see what's going on and then go forward.
Mike, finally, there's a bunch of other things over there at Men's Total Health that people can really get involved in here. It's not only, as we're talking about, hormone imbalance, but I'm not saying I'm looking into maybe looking a little bit younger, but anti-aging stuff, IVs, things of that nature to kind of get me healthy.
Yeah, we offer NAD therapy, which helps, which it's really an anti-aging property. Helps regenerate metabolic speed of some of your cellular levels. Really good for a lot of medical conditions to include smoking and addiction. But we do it really for boosting health and longevity. We also offer an array of IV infusions to help with performance enhancement, with hydration, Myers cocktail, which is the industry standard for IV infusions, to replace minerals and vitamins into the body. And to get these guys really back to feeling like themselves. So if you feel like you missed a step, or you had a night or a long weekend, we're here to help you out and kind of get you back going. So we do offer that. We also offer an array of antibody injections to include glucathione, L-carnitine, lipomino, which helps with weight loss, and B12. And everyone loves the B12. So that's what we do as well.
Mike, as always, man, appreciate the time. I can folks get information, obviously, go into the website, menstotalhealth.net, when paying you guys a visit or giving you a call?
Yeah, give me a call. I'm here Monday through Friday. I'll answer any questions you might have, any concerns. And I understand, you know, as a male myself, this could be a scary process, but I want you not to be scared about it. We can help you get through it, understand what's kind of going on, and a lot of guys have a hard time expressing what's going on and not really knowing where to go. And we're here to tell you, you have a place and we'll be able to take care of you. No problem.
As always, man, appreciate the time, Mike. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys, too. Have a good day.
Yep, for sure. Quickly, before we wrap up hour number two, again, it's June 2nd. June 1st was the old cap thing. We'll start off next hour with the latest on Julio Jones, but the Rodgers thing, I keep saying, I'm the Packers. I'm calling bluff, man. I've been to the NFC Championship game twice. I keep telling everybody Jordan Love may not even be able to snap the football. I mean, the way they speak about the kid. He's playing for me. I'll trade you next year. We'll figure it out. Just popped up. Packers reportedly extend Robert Tonyan. And they, giving an indication Aaron Rodgers will remain with the team in 2021. And he apparently is somebody that gets along with Aaron Rodgers. So it's a tight end, caught a lot of balls, kind of feels it, you know, to appease him and keep him happy. Do you think signing a tight end, the $2 million contract, is going to keep Aaron Rodgers happy? I don't know. 52 catches, 586 yards, 11 touchdowns, though, for him a season ago. Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans. I tell you just what I want to.